Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. This show is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, and to help you move from thoughts to actually taking action. Our weekly special guest will teach you. They will tell you how they did it. And just like my guests, I'm living my dream. I took an idea and turned it into a product. I love beauty, I love fashion, and now I'm living my dream. I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do, and so can you. So sit back, relax, call your friends, share the link, listen in, stay tuned, let's get started.
Hello, hello,
hello, hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, everyone. I'm excited. This is our first show. It's January 10th, 2017. Happy New Year to everyone. Those who are listening, those that have not said hello, and Happy New Year to on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. This is an amazing year. I'm excited about this new show. It's called Mind Over Actuality. And what we're actually doing, we're every week, we will have guests on our show that is going to inspire us. They're going to tell us how they went from taking that thought and actually doing it. Quite often I've been asked the same question. How did you do it? How did you raise your three boys? How did you college educate them? How did you do all the sports? You know, when I do interview, people ask me all those questions. And this is a platform that we're going to answer your questions. So you're going to hear from me. You will hear from our guests. We're going to tell you. We're going to inspire you. We're not here to, you know, drill things down your back or whatever. We're just going to tell you how we did it and how you can do the same thing. I am excited about my guest this evening, Kaywanda Lam. What can I say about her? Kaywanda, I met her 3 years ago at a mastermind in Washington, D.C. This woman has the biggest smile. She's always smiling. She's always talking. And that's why I know she's a great coach, because she talks. And that's what I love about her. And we have been friends for 3 years. We met 3 years ago. We support each other on Facebook. I was interviewed by her. And we share all the platforms that we can so that we can inspire each other. She's always on Periscope. And Kaywanda is so passionate about moms. Her inspiration is mom. She will give it to you. She's on Periscope. She's on Facebook. She does use all the platforms that she can use to tell you how you as a single mother, and I'm talking about single mother because we know it's tough, it's hard, but Kaywanda is here to tell you, and I can't wait to introduce her to you. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Miss Kaywanda Lam to our show, Mind Over Actuality. Hello, Kaywanda.
Hello, June. Oh, my, what an introduction. Thank you. How are you all tonight? I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. We are excited to have you. I know there is you're always on Periscope, and you have used that platform to your fullest. And not everybody is on Periscope, to be honest with you. I think a lot of entrepreneurs use Periscope a lot. But I'm excited about this platform because we have listeners, you know, we have friends in our circle. We have others that are not familiar with Periscope. And so this is a great opportunity for you to tell them. Because I know about you. I met you 3 years ago, so I know about you. So I want you to share as much information to our listeners. So I want you to tell us a little about yourself. Tell us who Kaywanda is.
Well, awesome. Hey, 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 hey. I'm Kaywanda Lam. I go by the Winning Single Mom. I am a single mom coach. I'm an author, a speaker. I blog over at kaywandalam.com. And like she said, I love Periscope. I get on every week. And I talk to my single mom sisters out there. And we do something called Single Mom Sunday, which is 8 p.m. Central Time on Sunday night. We get together. I usually share topics. And a lot of times I'll do Q&A. You get to ask me anything. It's like getting free office hours with me, getting that coaching. I've been a single mom a whole lot longer than I planned, June. I've been a single mom for 13 years. My oldest is 16, and my youngest is 14. And I will tell you that God gives us the grace we need for our journey. You know, 16 years ago, I didn't think I'd be a single mom. Life was supposed to be perfect. I didn't think I would ever have to have this conversation. Where's my big house and my white picket fence? But you know what? I learned to do it anyway. I learned to take the life I had and make it into the life I wanted. And that is why I get on every Sunday, because I want women to know your life isn't over. Sometimes rejection is protection. Let me tell you that. And your life is not over. You dig in, you figure out how to chase your dreams and raise those babies well. What I cannot stand is for a man to walk away from his family and even a woman. And so I've started to deal with the space of talking to my single dads as well, because they're like, help us, help us, help us. And I get it. And so I've started to write for them. And I have a lot coming down the road where I really want to get these two groups together. But my focus is single moms, because I'm a single mom. And I tell you what, even more so than seeing women, you know, sit down and let life get the best of them, June, I can't stand to see those babies go with their dreams dying right along with mama, who has given up because daddy left or daddy passed away or however she became a single mom. And I'm here to tell you, you can do it. Listen, I don't know if anybody had my story, but I went through, you know, the dude was sleeping with seven women, and he had time to be the world's best everything to everybody but to his kids and but to me. Do you hear me? So if you just had one person, let me tell you, I had seven. I counted seven, and I was fighting mad, June. Until I realized that, what am I fighting for? What will I have if I win? If I hang, you know, and do the benefit of the doubt, if I stay in here, you know, like my family was telling me, oh, he'll pick you in the end. At least he'll marry you. Well, what do I want that for, June? Who wants to be just to be married? And that's the thing. And so that's that old thinking. So I do all of what I do today because I'm a witness. You can go to school as many times as you want. You can change your life. I am, you know, I was telling my students this week, I'm a high school Spanish teacher when I'm not being the rock and single mom coach, the winning single mom out here trying to help us get our lives together. I have a day job because, like you said, I'm an entrepreneur as well. I'm building the dream, and my dream entails helping other people. And so I was telling my students this week, I said, you know, I'm going to college four times. You need to listen to me. I can tell you how to do school. And I can tell my single moms out there how to do it. That person who's trying to figure out, oh, my God, how can I increase my knowledge and therefore change my life? Hey, Wanda's done it five whole times, four times with kids. And so that's something that's easy for me, and I can show women how to do that. And so I get on and I share my wealth of knowledge, and then I also coach women, and I have a Facebook group, and I've written two books, and all that stuff we'll talk about. But I want every single mom out there who thinks her life is over, who thinks that she has lost, to wake up, snap out of it, rise up, and do it anyway. So that's a lot.
That's what I love.
Listen.
I think that's what I love about you, Kaywanda, is your energy. And I think that's why the both of us probably have so much in common, because we have so much in common. I, too, as a single mother, I did it. Anyway, I'm going to use your words. But, yes, I really like that. And I love the fact that you're crossing over to helping single dads also, because this show is not just about – this show is for everyone. What I want – this show is about taking things from your mind, because I know growing up, and you probably have this in your family too, there's so many older people that you would hear saying, mind, I had it in mind, and they never did it. So I am excited that, you know, you're sharing all this information and that you are a single mother and you're still doing what you're doing. And I mean, thank God my boys are grown now. So, I'm very happy about that I don't have to do the soccer and all of those things that you're doing now, which you just run in to do for the show. But I'm so excited, I'm so proud that there are women like you that are out there that are doing this so that you can inspire other single mothers to let them know that, you know what, yes, the father did leave. Yes, there's nothing that you can do about it. You cannot have him. You can force him to stay with you. But what you need to do is to look at you and think about your children, because guess what, when you start forcing yourself on these men and have all these energy putting out there just to get them back to stay in your kids and your life, you're actually denying your children of their rights to move ahead. So kudos to you, Kaywanda. I know you have a lot more to share with our guest, and you're a teacher also. So not only are you in your children's life and passing it down to them, you're actually helping other children in school. So you say that you're a Spanish teacher. Is that what you're teaching in school?
Sí, claro que sí. Hablo español. Yes, I do. I teach Spanish. And so, June, let me tell you, the single moms out there, the moms out there, the women out there, the men out there, when you get ready to start a dream, there are going to be some people who believe in you, and there are going to be some people who doubt you. And that's okay. You've got to know that it's for you. You've got to know that it's yours. If God gives you a vision, it's your job to chase it. I do not want to see the Lord one day and him say, you know that thing I told you to do and you didn't do it? Let me show you what you would have had. I want to meet him, like, empty of every gift he ever gave me, and I want him to say, well done. And so years ago, I was working in a mortgage company, and that's where I found out about the seven women and this wonderful dude that I loved and had given a baby, and life was going to be great. He's going to go to the NFL, and we're going to get married, and just amazing life, right? I found out about the women, and it was a lot of people that I worked with. And so I had to figure out how to go to work and still take care of my kids, keep my tears to myself, push through, be excellent on my job, and break down when I got home. And that's what I did for a little bit until a dream just popped up in my spirit. That company I was working for decided that they wanted to have basically their employees speak to their Spanish-speaking customers instead of paying somebody else to do it. They realized they were losing money on translators. And so I was like, well, I had some Spanish when I was getting my business degree. What if I go back to school? And they were like, oh, we'll pay for it. I went back to school, and that dream in my spirit to work for the mortgage company changed to wanting to become an educator. I fell in love with it. I loved it. And I've been teaching for 12 years. Now, the reason why I give you that backstory is God opened so many doors when I paid attention to that dream, that whisper in my heart, that what if. Everybody else says Spanish. What are you going to do with Spanish? I'm from small town Louisiana. I'm African American. So, of course, back then black folks were like, Spanish? What are you going to do with Spanish? This is Louisiana. We speak French, you know?
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to do it. My boys were very young, and at the age of 4 and 6, I moved to Texas with two little boys. They also thought that was crazy. I moved to Texas to get a job teaching Spanish. And everybody thought I'd lost my mind. One, I went back to do something black folks don't do, you know. And then
right.
I moved within a year to a new place where I had no family. Can I tell you that was the best move of my life? Can I tell you that when God is speaking to you, you have to learn how to quiet everybody else and listen to his voice? And so what he was saying is, I'm going to give you new people. I'm going to give you new peace. I'm going to give you new opportunity. I'm going to help you meet somebody else that will love you. This isn't it. Your life isn't over. And so I share that story just to encourage somebody out there who's toying with the dream, toying with whether it's worth it to begin the business. Now, like you said, June, you're an entrepreneur and I'm an entrepreneur. It's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. It won't be easy.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Do it anyway.
I Kawanda is the author of Do It Anyway, her book, Kawanda Lamb. And I love this book, and I love the fact that you also gave mention to Michelle Talbert in here, which we both know. And know that
That's
she's such
girl.
An inspiration. Yes, such an inspiration. I don't know. There's not many people like her. So I absolutely love that you gave her that that intro in your book. And I was also in your book, you mentioned a young lady that you were having a conversation with when she kept going back and forth with what she was going through. And I love the way how you quiet her during that time when she was complaining. Because a lot of times, like you said, if you keep in that circle of negativity with family and friends, you can't breathe. You can't breathe.
Yes.
You keep hearing the same story over and over and over again. And so you have to find that. You have to get into that space where you tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to get out. And I'm going to get out regardless of who approve or not. This is for me and this is for my babies. And we have to make, as mothers and fathers, because you know what, there's a lot of dads out there that are doing it. I actually met, I won't say his name, but I remember being on Essence one day, because when I used to go into Essence and be a part of their conversation daily. And I remember there was a single dad there. I think he had at the time two boys and a young baby, and the mother passed away. And he was given his side of the story about being a single dad. And it so happened that we became friends on Facebook. He's married now with another baby, but I so admire that man. And there's nothing nicer than seeing a man that is so involved in their kid's life. So you know what? To all you single mothers, I hope you're listening. I hope you're taking notes. And I hope you're looking at yourself and saying, you know what? If this lady can do it with two boys, move away, go back to college, learn French. Come on, learn Spanish. You can do it. I bet you any money she has French in her thing coming up. But I also want to ask you, I'm not surprised if
I know a little French, yeah.
I'm not surprised if you're going to tell me that, you know what, I'm going to learn French too. But so what's the underline, and I think you gave a little bit of that just a little bit ago, about what's the underlying motivation behind your goals and dreams?
Right. So, you know, I will tell you, when I started blogging 3 years ago, it was just to share my story because people kept asking me, how do you do it so well? How do you single parent so well? Oh, my gosh, I wouldn't make it. My married friends are falling apart at the seams. They have help, and they have a husband, and they're overwhelmed with kids. And I'm like, what choice do I have? What choice do I have? You know, either I lay down and I give up, or I push through and I give my babies what they deserve. See, those little faces, those two little boys, those. When I tell you my babies are beautiful, y'all can see the pictures. They're some handsome fellas. But let me tell you, when they were little, those are my beautiful babies. And, you know, every parent ought to feel that way about their child. I looked at those little boys and I said, just because he's not here doesn't mean that you're not worthy. And I don't speak ill of their dad to them. Even now, I encourage them to talk to their dad. And that's one thing I do want to say, ladies, that I've forgiven him. I've forgiven myself. I share that in the book. You have to do that. You cannot let that hatred and that bitterness and that anger eat you up. It'll thwart your life. It'll thwart your goals. It'll thwart what God is trying to do for you. And so I totally healed, and that moving away allowed me to do that. It allowed me to see, man, I could do this. Man, and when I tell you God gave me prosperity, let me tell you, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment, and it was $200 a month, and it was cinder block, and my baby slept with me. I had a queen-size bed. And then we moved up to another spot, and then we moved up to another spot. And it was my – so you say, what's my underlying motivation? I wanted those boys to not want for anything in their life, and it wasn't that I wanted to, you know, spoil them with anything so that they would be like, oh, well, we have this, so it's okay that we don't have a dad. That wasn't the case. But I wanted to give them everything that I always wanted my kids to have. And so looking at those little boys' faces, that's why I do it anyway. And now it's transitioned to, okay, I don't want other kids to know what that's like. I want them to know that somebody not being in your life has nothing to do with you. And I encourage women to make sure that they're being, you know, present at home, taking care of the kids, and chasing their dreams. See, it's something that we do to ourselves that's a disservice, June, if we don't chase our dreams. If we leave those things on the inside of us, we're killing ourselves, and nobody asks us to. And it doesn't make us a better mom to stuff our dreams down on the inside of us and not live. In fact, our kids need to see us living. Yes. Let me say that again. Our kids need to see us living. And so what's my underlying motivation? I want to see women win. I want to see their kids win, because if those women can win, their kids can win. I don't hate men. I love men. Let me tell you something, Linda. Yes, I do. and that's a part of the journey. So don't think that I'm man bashing or hating, you know. So I want them to know that there's no excuse for you not to be a good man. I tell them that all the time. There's no excuse for you to go and have children and not take care of them. You see the way you grew up and what you had and what you didn't have and what you wish you had with the presence of your dad being around. You go and make sure that when you do have kids, you have it by the woman that you love. You've married a good wife, and she's going to be somebody that's good to your kids. I say that stuff to them even now as teenagers.
Yes.
And I'll say this one last thing, June. Just my mind was on this tangent. You know, sometimes we want to blame somebody else for, you know, our situation. And I had to own that a lot of what happened was my fault, too. I know how to say no. I know what to do.
Right.
I knew that. I knew about protection, and I didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
There's some stuff that we do that we listen to folks, and we listen to friends, and we listen to TV, and we watch movies, and then we try to act that stuff out in real life, and it doesn't go the way the dream went. And we have to accept responsibility, and we have to say, okay, I messed up, so what do I do now? This is where I am, so how do I rebuild from here? And so I do want to encourage anybody who finds themselves somewhere in that spot that, hey, that's not it. Don't stick there. Your rock bottom is the place you need to be. Rock bottom shows you how to launch. Rock bottom reminds you that this is where you never want to be. I was at rock bottom. I was taking care of kids, working at a job that at first I loved, and then it was no longer feeding my spirit. It was time for me to move. That's when you know it's time to transition. It wasn't the women, God, that kept me there long enough to where I had forgiven all of them, put me right next to one of the ladies, and I had to work with her every day, and I smiled, and it wasn't a fake smile. That's when you know you changed. And he didn't let me leave that job and move to Texas until I had gotten all of that anger and bitterness out of me. And I'm thankful for that because that would have messed up my future. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Some of the stuff we do that will mess up our not yet. So you got to release that. You got to let it go. And
it's important. It's important what you just said, and I hope our listeners, especially the single mothers, are listening to this and listen to what you just said. We have to also take responsibility for our actions. The signs are there, and yes, I do understand that now that we're older and we're looking at it, we can see it. But when you're in the situation, you're not really seeing it. But I hope that us having this conversation, that you can take a look into yourself, look at yourself, and look at your actions and see if there is any contribution towards your situation. And if there is, change it. You see, that's one of the greatest things that I think God gave to all of us, is that we have the opportunity to make choices. Even with Him, even with God, He knows that He's the greatest. We know that He's the greatest, but He still gives us the opportunity to make that choice. If we want to choose Him, or if we want to live a life that we feel that we can do it on our own. So I absolutely love what you're just saying. And also, it's important that you be active with your kids. Just like Kiwanda was earlier before she got on the call, we talk about, you know, kids being involved in soccer and in being active and being a part of it. And so once you start doing that with your children, honestly, you need that life for yourself in terms of, you know, dating. But ladies, I'm asking you, please don't bring those men in your kids' life so quickly. You know, pay attention, focus on your kids, but also focus on you and what you want to move ahead in and with. So, with that said, we're talking about, you know, dreams. We're talking about moving into what we want to do and how we're going to do it. And Kiwanda, I know you're working full-time. You're a teacher, as you just told us. How do you find time to manage a full-time job doing stuff for your children? Because you said the oldest is 16 and the youngest is 14, so you still have to be involved and doing stuff with them. How do you find the time to do that and to also be an entrepreneur?
Let me tell you, some people don't want to hear this, but I really look at my hours. I did a post a couple years ago, and it was titled, "What Do You Do With Your 24?" Some of us love sleep so much, and we like the idea of owning our own business, the idea of doing what I do. I've had so many women contact me lately because it looks easy, and I'm like, no, this is work. This is what you're seeing is the product of all the work I've been putting in for years to reach women, to pour into women, to encourage women, to inspire women, right? And it's not easy, but if that dream is worth it to you, you find time. And so I will tell you that I look at my hours. I always try to know exactly what is coming for the week ahead. I even encourage my women, the women that are on Single Mom Sunday with me on Sunday nights, I always say, if you want to win, you got to plan to win. And I leave them with that every Sunday. And so I want you to know that you have got to start saying, do I love sleep more than changing my life? Do I like watching television more than bringing more income into my family? You know, what is the dream worth to you, right? And so what I do is I have found a way after 12 years of teaching to make sure that I do my job at my job. And I do an amazing job. You can imagine after 12 years, I have a master's in Spanish literature. So you can imagine that my grasp is probably really high, right? and so I know what I'm doing. And when I have my conference period, I grade, I prep, I plan. I plan ahead. A lot of times I'll plan for the month. And it really takes, if you sit down for a couple of hours ahead and you plan, that's how you're able to execute. And that's why some of us are flying by the seat of our pants, and when life happens or when life falls apart, we're like totally discombobulated. And that used to be me. I used to be the slowest person, June, because I just enjoyed life. I was on CPT time. And until one time I dated a dude out here, I dated a guy, and he really changed my life, right? He was Mr. Fine. Lord, that boy was fine. Goodness gracious. And I wanted to impress him. And one day he got so mad at me because I was, like, super late. Like, I'm talking about, like, an hour or something late, getting ready, getting cute for our little day. And he was just like, you've got to learn how to be on time. If you're not on time, that tells me, if you don't respect my time, you don't respect me. And that, you know, people have said that before, but it really sunk in that day. And I was like, gosh, I'm telling people when I don't show up on time that I don't value them. Man. And so what I did that day is I said, okay, every area of my life, I've got to figure out how can I be more on time. And then I started doing it. And that helped me in school in later years when I went back for all those degrees. I was able to, like I said, do what I need to do with my day job excellently and in order. And then when I'm off, okay, what are the hours that my boys have sports? When I'm at a game or at a practice or something that they have, I have my work. I'm watching them. I'm cheering. I'm paying attention. And then I'm doing things. And so some people are against multitasking, but you know what? I just happen to be like, you know what? Sometimes we need to multitask. And that's how I thrive. And so I say, all right, if I have to be here till 5 o'clock, then I'm going to be doing things that I need to do to take care of for the next week, for later on in the week. I'm going to not just waste those hours playing around on social media, playing Candy Crush or whatever the new game is. And so when you really, I'm serious, and when you really start looking at planning your time, planning your week, planning your hours, June, you start seeing little holes where you really don't have anything to do and you can enjoy life. And so right. I have a Facebook group called Parent Thrive Win, which is the name of the second book. It's a devotional, right, for single moms as well. It's called Parent Thrive Win, a 31-day devotional for courageous single moms who know God has called them to be more. Because at some point, once you get over the hurt, once you get over the pain, once you're ready to chase your dreams, you need to know that you need a faith foundation. And it was Jesus, really and truly, that kept me through those years. That kept me from being the person that you see on the mugshot because I killed him and the seven women. I knew that wasn't what I wanted. I was like, orange isn't my color. No, like behind bars forever. I can't do that. So those thoughts come, and I was like, no, he's bigger than me. He's like four times my size. No, it's not going to be a good idea. I'm not going to win. No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, those thoughts come, and I had to say, I'm going to choose to be the better person. I'm going to choose to be the bigger person. I'm going to choose to thrive. I'm going to choose to live. And so it was my faith growing in those years. I'd already been a Christian. You know, I already thought I was, you know, doing what I was supposed to be doing. But God showed me in that thing. He said, listen, you did some stuff. You didn't have no business. That's why you're in this place you're in. It's called payback. But even with payback, I'm going to show you how to win. I'm going to show you how I'll turn these bad things in your life for good. And do you know that I thank him? June, do you know that right now I say thank you for every single thing I went through? I can see how you're using it to bless other people. Right. And so
you're winning. You're winning.
Chasing your goals. Right. Well, I'm totally off the subject of chasing goals, but it's all so interconnected. And so you have to see your life. You have to stop being on somebody else's time. You know, when we go to work, we want to impress our bosses. When you come home, you ought to want to have the same thing. You know, don't come home and give your kids 50% when you gave everybody else 100%. And I used to be that person. I was exhausted. It was exhausting. And then I realized that they don't deserve that, right? And I'll say one other thing, too, as we were talking about, you know, the mom not being there for whatever reason or the dad not being there for whatever reason, is I have mentors around my boys. I want to encourage every single parent out there, and even those who, you know, or in a two-parent home, make sure that you have good people around your kids, people you trust, that you said it, and that can also pour into your kids' lives. So my boys may not have had their biological dad in their life for the majority, but they have had really good men. The husbands of some of my best girlfriends have stepped in to be those men and speak into their lives, to invite them on the camping trips and to always have them over with their children. Right now they're part of a nonprofit where a gentleman who's married, you know, has four kids, amazing wife, and just a great guy. He has mentors around each boy. Each one of my boys has two mentors, and those mentors talk to them, spend time with them, encourage them, make them pick up the phone and call them and ask them to do stuff, right? I'm not a guy. Stuff that I would be like, okay, I really don't want to answer this question, so can you call your mentor? You know, and it's just
right.
been a blessing. And people say, well,
it's
I don't
important.
Have it, Kaywanda. Yeah, and I say, if you don't have it, you have to make it. You have to make
yeah.
it.
It's important for us to have, you know, people that can in our surrounding that can encourage our boys. But I'm gonna take a short break and we're gonna come back. I'm gonna listen. Have my guest listen to Deborah Jai. She was a guest on one of her shows, and I absolutely love her music. I'm stuttering. I don't know why, but I actually love her music. And so I'm just gonna play a little bit of it. Deborah Jai will be on our show probably sometime in February. We have such a great lineup. So let me just take a short break and we will be right back.
Talk to you for a minute. I got something that I need to say. Want you to listen. Everything begins just from the classroom to the airway. It's about time that we take a stand. No need to spectate. And I won't let it get to me. The labels that they place on me. I'm fighting for my family. Fighting for my sanity. I can hear the loud bell ring. Gonna give my everything. All I had to take the win. Fighting to the very end.
We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die. We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die.
Yes, we're fighting for our right. Yes, yes, yes. Every day as an entrepreneur, that's what we have to get up and do. We have to get up and do it. Just like Kaywanda just said, you know, sleeping. Some people sleep too much. You got to get up if you want it. I love when Jai Stone on one of her scope would say, if you really want it, you eat it until it tastes like something that you never liked as a kid growing up. And I always think about Cersei because I didn't like Cersei. It was good for you, and it is good for you, but I didn't like it. So I start drinking it because I want to be successful. So I crave success, and I want to be successful. I want to leave a legacy for my three boys, you know. And Kaywanda and I have so much in common because when I listen to her, I'm actually hearing myself speak. And it's wonderful to have someone who shares the same platform as yourself, the same struggles that we went through. But I'm glad that God is good. God is good all the time, that we can always make better and make different choices. So Kaywanda, welcome back to our show. I know you're an entrepreneur. I just ask you about being a full-time teacher, being a full-time mother, being an entrepreneur. But what are the greatest challenges that you believe that entrepreneurs are faced with today?
The greatest challenges, I think, are, you know, capital, learning how to create the funds that you need in your business, and then knowing what to do with those funds. I'll tell you, my first year, I didn't make any money, and that was okay because I was learning. And so let me just say something with that. I knew that I wanted to share my story. I also knew that I wanted to change my life. I want to level up because I know I got some word on the inside of me, right? And so can you hear me well? I kind of hear an echo just
I
a little
can.
Bit. It's a little different.
I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. And so I knew that I wanted to help other people with what it is that I know. And then I also knew that I wanted to some kind of way make that something that could help my kids. I could leave a legacy for them. And so I didn't know what that was. And so I was just writing and sharing and teaching and writing and sharing and teaching. And I went to the conference with you, with Paul Carrick Brunson in D.C.
Yes.
It was the first Mentor Monday Mastermind. We fell in love with each other, that whole group of 20 of us. And today we're all still tribe. I mean, it was just amazing. And so basically he said something. He said, you know, and I mess with him now about that. He said, you know, it's really hard to start a business and sustain a business, speaking to single moms or sharing or you know, any kind of business, because historically that demographic struggles. And I said, I know, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yes, yes.
The book wasn't done. The book was partially done. I had been working on it for about a year or so. And when I left that conference, I knew I needed to finish writing. And so I'm giving you all this backstory because I don't want to come on and give some recipe for success, because the real recipe for success is doing the work. It's doing the work and then learning how to connect with other people who are doing what you're doing, where you can learn. And sometimes connecting with other people doesn't mean they give you what they know for free. And so I had to learn to invest in myself. So creating the capital, knowing what to do with that capital, and investing in yourself and in your business. And so that's the biggest struggle, because you have to go through the process of figuring out what that business is, how does that business work best, and then how do you continue to consistently bring in capital. And I'm going to tell you, you can go further, faster, together. And that's why we love Michelle Y. Talber, because her motto is we all win. We all win.
Yes.
I met her that day with you. I met you that day. And I'm telling you, like the girlfriends and the guy friends, we support each other. And that, I will tell you, for anyone who's listening who's ever gone to a conference and you just give people your business card and you just barely connect with them, that's not the way to do it. We got to know each other in that hot seat.
Yes.
So I think that's the biggest challenge, right? That's a challenge for established businesses as well. By the way, guys, I'm a business management major, so I love, you know, one of the things I love about entrepreneurship is because I have a business mind anyway. And I always knew when I was younger, a little small girl growing up in Louisiana, I knew that I wanted to own a business. I knew that I was a leader. I didn't know how to go from being the shy, quiet, smart girl, the nerd, right, to being that leader. And I'm telling you, if you will listen to what I'm saying, God will use every piece of your journey to get you where he eventually wants you to go. He'll give you glimpses. He'll show it to you when you're a little kid. Growing up in small town Louisiana, he'll take you through every step of the way. And so right now what we're seeing play out is purpose. And I'm so gung-ho about it, because it's been building in me to help people. It's been building in me to grow. And now that I've been learning from entrepreneurs like yourself, I've been connecting with other folks, I've been investing in training programs, I'm learning how to bring the capital into my business, how to create it, and how to sustain it. And so that was a long little bit, but I do believe that that's the biggest challenge, because we try some of everything as entrepreneurs. Some of it sticks, some of it doesn't. But the smart way is to try to go further, faster together.
Yes, and I think capital is the challenge for every entrepreneur, because it was the same with me when I started 8 years ago. I'm going into my 9th year. Whoa, you know. But when I started, I mean, I'm excited. When I started with my 3 boys, you know, it was so hard because, you know, as a person with beauty products, you're talking about, you know, the bigger companies out there, the Estee Lauder, the CoverGirls, all of them, and you're thinking, how am I going to make it? How am I going to do it? And I like what you said, because God does give you a flashcard of your life. You do get it, and I think you get it from very early. And so that's one of the things why I want to have this show, is for you to look into your life and look at what you're good at, because I can tell you, as a child, and as you look at your own children, there are things within them that you will see. There are things that you'll see them doing, and they're good at it, like art, like singing, like talking. Like I told you, I met Kaywanda, and she was the life of the party. She would talk, and she have that smile. I never looked over at her once and not seen her smiling. She, after everything was over, she had the plan for, you know, for everybody to meet up and, you know, go have a drink or something. That she's that person. So that's her gift. Her gift is to speak and shares that platform now that she used to do that and to encourage other women. But, you know, it's the same for me, you know, having my kids, but I go back to what I loved. I went back to my passion. I absolutely love beauty. I love to look at women and say, oh my God, you know, how can you do this? And, you know, that looked great on them. I love to compliment women. I love to see women put themselves together. And that's the whole thing about me ever since I was growing up. I used to dress my friends. I used to want to do their hair. I used to take the jeans. You know, when my dad's jeans get old, my mom would cut the legs. I would open it and all my girlfriends would have a bag from it. We would take that back to school because I would stitch it. So, you know, those are little things that are in within you. So mind over actuality is you have it in you. It's there. And Kawanda on her Facebook page today, she just had one simple word, push. It's time for you to give birth to that gift that you have inside of you and to actually do it. So yes, you're going to be faced with challenges about how am I going to do this? How am I going to fund this? I have this passion. I have this dream. But how am I going to do it? Let me tell you something. I did it. I have not gone to the bank not once to ask for a loan to create any of my products or to push my business forward. That's God. That's God. And I know a lot of people will look at me and they'll think, oh, you know, you have it, you have it. And let me say this before I go in, before I forget about what Kaywanda said. A lot of people want your services for free. There are two things. There are services, there are products. There are services and there are products. Kaywanda provides a service. I provide products. I have a lot of people that will message me, that will inbox me, that will email me, want free products. Let me tell you something. When someone has a product, especially like myself, that has not gone to the bank and borrowed thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to create my product, we cannot afford to get up and send you 100, 500, and all those pieces that you're requesting for your event. We cannot do it. We can't do it. If there's something that's beneficial to us that we know that this is going to take us to the next level, we will look into it because both of us have to get something from it. And I can tell you not once have I contributed to anything, given away anything before I got smarter that I ever made any business from it. Everything that I did it on my own. You know, I advertised, didn't put me anywhere. You have to know where you're advertising. You have to know where your dollar's going. You have to know who you're advertising with. You have to know who you're giving your products. You have to know those things. So there are so many things in business that you have to know what you're doing before you go out there and start spending all that money and giving away products to places that it's not going to do anything for you. And I have an amazing coach, Tani Chambers. She's amazing. So, you know, when something comes up, I'm in her inbox and she's tough. It's no. The answer is no. So that's one of the things that that is a challenge is the capital. So now, Miss, time goes by so quickly. It's we only have like 17 minutes left. Oh my goodness. So what I want to ask you, Kaywanda, there's so many successful people around us. We know on our Facebook page we have a few million people. We have a few millionaires on our page. So Let me ask you, if you have the opportunity to ask a successful businesswoman question, who would it be and what question would you ask them?
If I had the opportunity to ask someone who is a millionaire or very successful a question, who would it be and what would I ask them? I think I would talk to Warren Buffett. I'd pick him. You know, I love Oprah. I love so many other millionaires out there. There's some single mom millionaires I really admire. But if I had the opportunity, I'd talk to him. I really want to know what was the beginning. What was the thought process for him to see that he could, you know, break apart companies, buy them, build them up, resell, invest? Where did the logic come from to be able to do that? You know, and I will tell you too, you know, I think I kind of answered my question and given my response, but, you know, in the African-American community, we haven't had generations of wealth or generations of knowledge passed down here in the United States. There are some secrets that a lot of us have had to work hard to get to know. There are some things that I learned when I was working at the mortgage company, like, you know, investing in a 401k and then sharing it with my family and learning about compounding interest. And when I was in college and then investing in stock and all that stuff that we think is not for us, or all that stuff that we say, well, one day when I have this much money. And I think I kind of answered my question. I'm not saying that, you know, his wealth is the, you know, result of already having access or anything and that he didn't work hard, because I know that he did. But I think I would ask him that question as far as, like, when did you know, when did it click for you, or did, you know, did you just figure it out along the way about this is how I can amass this much wealth? Now, we've learned a lot from him in looking at his life. He still has the house he bought 30-something years ago, right? Paid cash for it, still lives in it. I'm sure he has some other ones out there, and it's probably super high-tech and very protected, but it still looks the same from the outside somewhat, right? And so I think that that's a lesson for our community. I could go on and on and on and on about that. We single moms definitely have to get our money together. And I know you didn't ask me this, and I'm and I'm sharing, but I just feel like for all the ones who will listen to this, we need to stop asking people to help us, and we need to start helping ourselves. Now, I've been in a position. I've been up. I've been down. I've been in the middle. I've been high. I've been low. I've been all of those things, and I'm speaking from experience. And I tell you, you know, that we have got to learn how to really take what it is that we have and change our lives. We've got to learn how to use our skills. What you're seeing right now is I'm using my ability. I know how to write. I know how to speak. I know how to tell you how to organize your life. I know how to tell you how to get your kids together. I know how to tell you how to date again. All the things that I'm telling you, I've lived it, I've done it, and I know how to do it with ease. So I am using my experience, my expertise, and helping to change somebody else's life. Some people will pay for that. Some people won't, and that's okay. But we have got to stop as single parents, and this isn't the whole entire demographic, because we have, you know, women at different, you know, socioeconomic levels. This week I had some women reach out to me that want a ticket to my brunch for free. And I'm flattered that they want to come, but it's also insulting. Now, I do have a plan to run an Instagram contest, and I will be running one for my brunch I'm having in Dallas. If you're in the Dallas area, whoop, whoop, you need to check it out. It's on Eventbrite. Yeah. And it's called Brunch and Vision. And you can find it at bit.ly/castyourvision, cast, C-A-S-T, your vision. And I'm doing a luxury brunch and vision board party. Everything's included for, you know, $50. I was running the early bird price, and now it's $70 because the early bird is up. And I said to myself, for $50 and, you know, for 3 hours of music, fun, fabulosity, me speaking into your life, a panel of successful single moms as well that are my guests, a DJ, everything you need, and me, again, me speaking into your life, showing you how to create the vision, showing you how I've done my vision board every year, showing you, giving you goal setting tips, all of that stuff. And if you can't find $10 a week and put it up, $5 here, go ask somebody for the other 20 that you need and get yourself to the event. Then you are not in a place where you're ready to grow.
I know.
You're not in a place where you're ready to grow.
That's what I don't understand with people. You know, you have an event for $50. Like, put the money together. Like, you know, do some things. Cut back on your coffee. Cut back on lunch for a day, you know, or two. I don't know. If you really want it, you'll do it. And that's why I guess maybe because we're entrepreneurs that, you know what, if you want it, you're going to do it. You're going to find a way to do it.
But it's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that.
It's about what we value. And what I'm saying is when we don't allow ourselves to save, to cut back, to see our budget, to really get to know intimately the inner workings of our life, to look at our hours, to look at our time, to see how we're spending things, we are doing ourselves a disservice. And then we keep asking the world to help us. To help us get better, to help us grow. You do it for me, and I can't do it for you. You have to do it for you. Now, will I help some women? Will some people come to my brunch for free? Absolutely. But it's going to be on my terms. It's going to be when I want. And so we have to stop asking somebody. Yes, it's going to have to come a time where we stop saying, give me, and we go get it.
Wow. Wow, wow. Oh, I can't believe it. It's almost an hour. I would speak to you for 2 hours, and we still wouldn't have covered all the questions that I have for you because it's so good. It is so good. I know you are all the do it anyway. I'm not even going to ask you that question. What's your personal motto that best describes you? Because I know you're a go-getter. You're, you know, you want people to just do it, no matter what the circumstances. It's so funny because Kawanda just have me, every time I find myself thinking about something, I'm like, just do it anyway, you know, because that's her. She had all that on her band that when we met at the mastermind that she spoke about in Washington, D.C. She had the band, mm-hmm. she had the T-shirt. Mm-hmm. All that was left was her book, and you can tell she went and she wrote her book, and she's doing amazing. She's doing amazingly well. She just had another book, Parents Who Thrive, and she's got Parents Who Thrive. And so before the end of the show, we'll get her to put all of her links. We'll get her. She'll tell you how you can find her, how you can connect with her, and so we're gonna ask her to do all of that to the end of her show. But I want to ask you, tell me, and I know this is a very hard question because so many times, and this was asked by Crystal Winningham now. She's Crystal Winningham now. She asked me this question when she interviewed me on her show. And it's something that I never thought of. And it took me back because it's an easy question, but such a hard answer to give. And no one has ever asked me, you know, that question, to answer that question. So I'm going to ask you. And what is a question that you would like to answer that you have never been asked?
Well, I came up with something hilarious. The question that I've never been asked, I said, how about somebody asked me, do you want $1 million? To which my answer would be yes. But you know what? I think a question that I've never been asked, and I'll tell you this because at the deepest depths of our souls, we all want to be loved. You know, no one's ever asked me, why do you love so hard? You know?
Wow.
And the answer is totally off of what we've been talking about today. But, you know, I would just say I love so hard because I know that it's important for people to feel loved. It's important for us to know that at some point in our life, somebody loved us. Why do you love so hard? And so all my friends, listen, you've been talking about it. When you're part of my tribe, we're tribe. So I'm going to do what I can to assist you and to help you. When I'm in a relationship, I go all in so I have no regrets. These boys that I'm raising, I go all in so I have no regrets. I know that I've done my part. So why do you love so hard? Because I know that everybody needs to be loved. God has given me and you and everybody else that commission. He told us just to go, right? And they will know us by the way that we love each other. And so, and I'm not talking about romantic love exclusively. I'm talking about all the different types. And so I really go all in. It's important to me to see people thrive. It's important for anybody that's in my circle, my sisters, my siblings, my friends. Everybody will tell you I'm always talking to you about your personal development. I'm always talking to you about what's your next level. Okay, now where are you going to go from here? And so I want to see people win. So why do you love so much? Because, yeah.
That's a good one. So we only have at least about 5 minutes, and I want you to use this time to tell our listeners how they can find you, how they can get your books, how they can listen to you, where they can listen to you, the links to every platform, because you have so much to share. I know I'm going to have you back on our show because Kawanda is a guest on our conference. She will be speaking at our conference coming up. It was supposed to be in February, but I was on vacation and finding a place to host the event and to get everything in order. It was just not enough time, so we push it back to April. Kawanda will be in Toronto, along with Judy Marie. Marina Silva will be our guest next week, so you will learn a little bit more about her. She's also going to be a guest on our show with Judy Marie, and I'm telling you, these women are powerful. So, Kawanda, please to use the time that we have left to tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Wow, June, you're awesome. So let me tell you guys, this has been so much fun for me. I get a little excited when I'm talking about what I'm passionate about. I hope that this has been a blessing for you all tonight. I write and blog over at kwandalam.com. I am a coach. I'm an author. I speak. I have a speaking engagement coming up at the end of this month if you're in the Dallas, Texas area and you're listening. I'll be speaking at a singles conference. It's called the Greater Works Conference at Westside Baptist Church. I'll be leading a workshop for single moms and single dads, so all single parents are welcome. It's free to the public. You'll get a chance to meet me, and we can chat and share, but I'm coming to bring the pain. I'm also having a brunch the beginning of February for single mothers, and it's small, it's intimate, it's amazing. You heard me kind of with a little gripe fest a little bit earlier, but it really wasn't a gripe fest. It's really I want you to desire more for your life, and I want you, before you ask somebody for something, to invest in yourself and to invest in them. And so what it says to me when someone purchases a ticket to come to my event that doesn't know me from Eve, it says, wow, they believe in what it is that I am coming to give them. They believe in the legacy that I want to leave my children. They value my time, energy, experience, advice, you know, everything I'm bringing. Let me tell you, we have fun, honey. Listen, Linda, we are going to have an amazing time. I have a personality. And so it will be nothing short of amazing. And so I have an event planner for that and lots of stuff going on. So you, like I said earlier, can find out about that on my website, kwandalam.com. You can see right across the top bar. It'll say Single Mom to Brunch. I do have two books. The first book, Do It Anyway, will help you get your whole entire life together as a single mom. If you don't have this book, you're losing. You need to be winning. Go ahead and grab it on Amazon or on my site. It'll bless you. It's 12 steps to get to the life you want. It's everything you avoid, but everything you need to do if you want to heal, if you want to get over him, them, and everybody else, and you want to move on with your life, this book will help you. And then the last book I've written, yes, it sure will. The last book I've written is a 31-day devotional. All my books have a similar pattern to them. I show you how to get your life together. I give you space to journal. I give you the action steps to do it. It's not just a book you read and say, oh, that was good. You read it, you write in it, you work through it, it changes your life. I pray about this. I talk to God about this information. I'm telling you, I had a woman today hit me up on Instagram and tell me how, oh, my gosh, she said I needed this book years ago. And, you know, I'm not making some claim that I cannot back up. I'm telling you, it's the stuff that you are running away from that you need to confront. And so the 31-day devotional was born out of just how over the years my faith has grown. And I'm like, you know what, why are we trying to parent without God helping us? He says he's there. And why are we not calling on him? He doesn't just care about when you go to church on Sunday. He wants to help you thrive in your life. And so my goal, if I can sum it up, June, what I'm coming for is for every single mom on the planet to be able to parent better, to thrive in her life, and to win in every goal she sets.
So with that said, I just want to thank Kawanda Lam for sharing with us this evening. I've left you guys her website and where you can get our book. Kawanda, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. I will have you back on our show because I know you have so much more to share. Next week, we will have Mariana Silva on our show, and we're going to continue this conversation. Thank you, Kawanda. Thank you so much. I'm sure my guests
You're welcome.
My listeners got so much from you today, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that you accept this invitation to speak with us. So, everybody, thank you. Thank you for making this first show so. I love it. I love it. I love it. We will talk to you again next week. Until then, have a blessed week.